This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon, we're back in the studio in the library downtown for a set by Nathan Bell, whose visceral songwriting is equaled only by his consummate skill as a guitar player. He really doesn't need anyone else, but on his new record, he has a host of guests who help him frame the songs he's about to play for you with wonderfully sympathetic arrangements and impassioned performances from people like Regina McCreary and Patty Griffin, as well as the drummer Alvino Bennett. Many other gifted players and singers on the record help him create an album that is unlike any I've heard him make before. That album is set for release in September. This afternoon, you have an opportunity to hear the songs on the album as they first appeared. This is Nathan Bell.
Kick it. Seen the sky so wide, you could fit the whole world inside our head. Baby, can you see me now? Have you ever heard a field of stones rattle just like dead man's bones? I had. Baby, can you hear me now? Seen lines flash by like a picket fence for your eyes I had. Baby, can you roll with me now? Have you ever flown against the wind just to be carried back again I had? Baby, do you know me now? Cause it doesn't matter what we say, only ever matters what we do. Now I won't need much along the way, darling, all I'll ever ask you. And someday, baby, would you carry me down? Touch somebody that you love too much, I have. Baby, can you burn with me now? Your eyes ever filled up with tears, one for every passing year mine has. Baby, do you love me now? It doesn't matter what we say, only ever matters what we do. Now I won't need much along the way, darling, all I'll ever ask you is someday, baby, would you carry me down? Someday, baby, would you carry me down? Someday, baby, would you carry me down? Thank you. soul. Day was night and the night was black. And I'll leave Angola prison lying on my back. Seasons changing overhead. While I lie here cold on an iron bed. Even the train can jump the track. And I'll leave Angola prison lying on my back. Life changed death. Change that rattle with my every breath. Me and the devil, we made a pact. And I leave Angola prison lying on my back. Me and the devil, we made a pact. I'd leave Angola prison lying on my bed.
There's a certain kind of disconnect between the Nathan I know and the Nathan I hear singing to me.
Ah.
The Nathan I know is a good-natured, optimistic person, generally speaking. And yet the man on this record, anyway, a lot of the time, not without cause, I might add, sounds really angry.
There's a certain element of... The album started as an idea to pay tribute to everything that I've ever loved in music. There's some Easter eggs in there if you know what you're looking for, and you can figure out where I was bred and born born and bred, and probably in that direction, in that order, I hope. but there's my childhood is, I've had a very varied life as far as art goes, because I was raised amongst diversity for maybe the first 8-9 years of my life, and then lived in Iowa, which is although not an overtly racist state in the sense of, say, the hostility of South Boston or the hostility of Mississippi in the 60s and 70s. it wasn't particularly a diverse, even though I had friends who were black and friends who were Middle Eastern and friends who were Latino, I didn't have, it wasn't like going to Atlanta or Charlotte or a place where you were surrounded by people just going about their daily business who happened to not look like you. But I was raised with the music of, I was raised intentionally and unintentionally with mostly black music and mostly music that owed itself greatly to black music, so Stones rather than Beatles, often if I was, my friends and I, especially my friend Greg and I, we were listening to Parliament and P-Funk and those things and bands like Slave while everybody else was listening to the Bee Gees. It was just a different thing. It's interesting in that this record has a lot of nods to that music, and that music was Sly, and that music was Gil Scott-Heron, and that music was Marvin Gaye, and that music was Bill Withers, and the politics of all that music is sometimes couched in an optimistic voice, but it's angry music because there was much to be angry about. And so when you pick this record up, you're going to get that, I think. There's also... I've made a lot of records about Americans at different phases of their lives. This is an angry time. And when I did that, when I did that record in 2019 and had written it for the previous couple of years, I think there was enough anger to go around. Well, I grew up in the 70s, kind of on the cusp, 10 years in the 60s, 8 years in the 70s. So seemed like it was a time, as they say. And so I wrote this song. It's a tribute to one of my heroes, Gil Scott-Heron, kind of. In poetry, they call it After a Poem By, so this is After a Song By Gil Scott-Heron. And it'll be on the next record, as was that previous song, Red, White, and American Blues. It couldn't happen here. And 2 years delayed, so you know when it was written. Monk lights himself on fire in Vietnam. I am watching on our first black and white television. A monk burns himself to death in Vietnam, and I get the American blues. A man shoots another man for walking down the street. It's a black man in broad daylight. You can shoot a black man for just walking down the street when you've got the American blues. The governor watches midnight come and go. A man's wage is to poison another man, so the governor can wash her hands clean of the American blues. Go out in Alabama and everybody sits in the dark. They don't use the numbers, so they got nothing to count on. Lights go out in Alabama and women are shackled to the American blues. The men without sons and daughters call themselves fathers. The church rapes the children it was paid to educate. Not a day goes by in this country that I'm not a father with the American blues. A man learns an honest trade from the war machine, then he disappears into the backwoods and prison cells. He weighs less than a few thoughts and prayers when he dies underneath the American blues. Freezes themselves to the bulldozers. My car starts every morning in the dead of winter. There are people chained to machines everywhere with the American blues. A man built a fountain, named it the Trail of Tears. Children laugh and play in the water in the sweltering heat. None of us have the heart to tell them the original story of the American blues. We are taking our lives one day at a time, with bullets and useless poetry. Soon we'll be burning together, my friend, in red, white, and American blues. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn.
Thank you.
bought a shotgun just the other day. Leans in the corner of my room, and every time I pass that way, it says, man, we should shoot someone real soon. Got a deck of tarot cards with a cellophane on, and I won't unwrap the pack. The future's just one long con, and there's no point in looking back. Man, when you're going down, tumbling down. I got one vinyl record still, keep it spinning round and round. Says you can't always get what you want, but you will sometimes get to keep what you found. And I find myself again and again with a new door to walk through. Link the rope in the palm of my hand, hang myself with or hang on to. When I'm going down, I'm tumbling down. Well, I tumble. I bought a shotgun just the other day. Thought it'd make me look hard. Soon as the frost melts away, I'm gonna plant it deep in my backyard. And nothing's gonna grow there, and it'll protect me from the curse of thinking I could have done better, man, when I could have done a whole lot worse. Been going down, a tumbling down. I tumbled down, a tumbling down. There's another one of my peppy upbeat songs. And just to add to the ambiance, I'm going to do a song that is, I don't usually do theme songs, except for occasionally Don't Trust the Man songs, which is sort of my entire theme. And I was the man for a long time, so believe me, don't trust the man. in addition, this is a song that great Patty Griffin sang on, and we're going to make a little short film video out of it. But it's about depression and living with depression kind of at the same time, and living with somebody with depression. So. South Dakota, black ice on the highway, the mighty Mississippi, 50 feet above the flood stage, dawn on the painted desert. Broke down Chevrolet. When you're running out of water, there's no help. help on the way, but you're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever wanted. So I breathe out, I breathe in, count every breath from 1 to 10. Turn around, count back down again. Up on the mountain with new locks on the door, a light on in the kitchen. No one lives there anymore, and I'm standing at the lighthouse. For the lost, as you sail through the fog, headed straight into the rocks. But you're all I ever wanted. A hell of a poet, and they just last year we laughed that we tried to put out work during the pandemic, but last year he put out the collected works of the Dead Man, which were kind of a Kaddish, kind of a Tibetan Book of the Dead vibe poems he'd been writing for years and years and years and years. They're just kind of a astonishingly cool rhythmic thing. And this happened to be coincidental that I wrote this, but later on I realized that I kind of owed him for the idea. When you're dead, you can sit at any table. When you're dead, can't ignore the warning labels and everything you were afraid to do. You can do it now instead. 'Cause nothing else can kill you when you're dead. When you're dead, you don't have to wear a tie when you're dead. You can't say, buddy, if I die young and mean when you were really young. Full of dread, 'cause nothing much can hurt you when you're dead. When you're alive, the phone rings all the time, bad news on the line. You can never save a dime, and every day you punch the clock from 9 to 5. 'Cause it takes a lot of work to be alive. Oh, You can two-step anywhere when you're dead. You still have to cut your hair and everything you wish you'd never done and never said. Can't be taken back when you're dead. When you're dead, your fame will be eternal when you're dead. You'll find that fact infernal and you'll never get the thought out of your head. That day I'll like you better when you're dead. When you're alive, phone rings all the time. Bad news on the line. You can never save a dime, and every day you punch the clock from 9 to 5. 'Cause it takes a lot of work to be alive. Yeah, it takes a lot of work to be alive. Man, it takes a lot of work to be alive.
This is Scenic Roots. We're in the library downtown for a session with the gifted songwriter and guitarist Nathan Bell.
Jesus of Gary, Indiana. I built the New Jerusalem. From crosses made of U.S. steel. On the shores of Lake Michigan. They shut us down in 84. In the name of better business, and those of us who hope for more, we settled in and we settled for less. It's a hard man's amen when the switch won't throw. It's a hard man's amen when the shift goes home. Well, I worked down at the local bar, roughing up the drunks and the jerks. It pays the bills most of the time, but I wouldn't call it honest work. Sometimes I see myself in the glass, washed out by the neon sign. Sure don't look like the Son of God, wearing his working clothes of mine. It's a hard man's amen when the switch won't throw. It's a hard man's amen. the shift goes home. They call me Jesus of Gary, Indiana. I built the New Jerusalem from crosses made of U.S. steel. On the shores of Lake Michigan. So I wrote this song in direct tribute to the first song I actually learned to play when I was 14 as a finger picker, which I was never much of a finger picker until I was in my 50s, but I did a little blues finger picking because I had a Tuesday night gig in Iowa City, Iowa at the Sanctuary Restaurant every other Tuesday for a while, and I would sit there and play blues to this smoke-filled audience of non-listening pizza eaters. And But I met the great Harry Oster, one of the great folklorists of all time, worked at the University of Iowa, a little man, very Yoda-like, and he came up to me one time when I was about 16 and said, how long have you been doing these, playing the blues? And you got to remember, I'm 16 at that point, and I said, you know, all my life, Harry. I don't think he knew it was a joke. There was a song that there's 9,000 versions of. I think John Martin's version is probably the best, but of all the white cats, it's the best. There's a couple of interesting black string band versions that I would actually say are the defining versions of this song. But I learned from Martin's, and then I made it my own, and then I wrote this song for our modern era of Instagramming and making yourself into an image instead of a person. But it's the old cocaine blues that went, cocaine, cocaine, round my heart and running round my brain, cocaine. Oh, you all cocaine. And that's got the You Take Sally, You Take Jane verse, which was, at the time, just part of the process. There was always a Sally and Jane. I found that they aren't any longer. And you really can't sing it with some of the names nowadays, because if you sing it that way, but I wrote this song, and for you people who have lived in the hipster world, there's some references in here just for you. So you think you look just like Kerouac with your dusted jeans, your oilskin bag. But I can tell you're much too well off for that by your shoe. And the telltale signs of the new cocaine blue. So you spent your youth at the finest school, surrounded by money and well-dressed fools, but the only lesson you ever use, it's true, is how the deal goes down with those new cocaine blues, cocaine blues. Cost twice as much as they used to, but they're still gonna be the death of you. So you think nobody knows who you really are, with your Rolex watches and your German car, but everyone down at the local bar avoids you. When they see you come in with those new cocaine blues, afraid one day you're gonna die alone, be nothing but ashes letters on stone, 'cause you never found anyone to come home to that you love as much as the new cocaine blue. So I've done, that's from a little EP that came out on Need to Know Music that was recorded in California a couple years ago as part of a big, almost 30-song project we were doing. And that's what's going to be the finished record, Red, White, and American Blues, is the big project, and then the side EP project and a vinyl. All of it available through me at Nathan Bell Music, if you so wish. Also available at Need to Know Music, which is online. But that song, New Cocaine Blues, was on the Right Reverend Crow Sings New American Folk and Blues, which was a bit of a nod to all the music that I grew up on. I really grew up on the best of American roots music, and was very fortunate to have the influence of that to serve me well as I went through life. That and Jimi Hendrix, but Hendrix on an acoustic has always been a little lame. This one's for my old man.
These songs, I'm sure every one of them you have played with just your guitar.
Yeah, most of them, all of them, because I only play solo these days.
So they all work that way. So you've got something that's already complete. So what do you do with a band in that situation?
All the tracks were recorded live with Alvino on drums. He plays with Dave Mason, but he's been in some, and he's played with Stevie Wonder, and he's played with these, you know, bunch of funky guys. And so one of the things that happens with a guy with an acoustic guitar is they rarely get him a funky drummer. That's not, you know, that's just not the way it's done. But Brian had said, you know, I've listened to your stuff. Everything's on the 2 and 4, right? Everything could be a dance track if you worked hard enough at it. He said, you know, I want to bring you in with Alvino. He's going to put a pocket there for you to play into. And honestly, once he started playing, it was like, it was magical. Now, I think he's probably magical with everybody, but whatever we did that 3 days was, the least of my worries was what was going to happen from a tempo standpoint. It was just, and he was complimentary to me, and he said that most, you know, that I did something that most acoustic guitar players didn't do, which was have a groove in a pocket that never moved, you know, that was there where it was supposed to be. But as you know, in good records, never moved isn't really true. A lot of times in the really great records, the verse is slower than the chorus. Chorus pushes. You listen to Charlie Watts, he pushes the choruses, you know, and a lot of people complained about that in the 80s and 90s and the aughts when they were trying to make records by click track. They didn't like a drummer like that. But, you know, guys like Tom Petty and people like that just kept doing it. If you listen to the really great records, they flow. And they don't. It doesn't interrupt the, say, you know, the danceability of it, but they don't move along like a 1-2-3, 1-2-3 kind of thing. And this actually goes for early disco, too. People think early disco was all click track, but it's not. And until white people ruined it, it was really cool. I see a trend out there that I didn't expect to see, which is all of a sudden I'm talking to young musicians of you know, black, white, and any other color you can think of, men and women, who are interested in what they can do with the form, right? Like, I'm not going to get his name right, but Michael Kiwanuka, he's the British soul singer.
Kiwanuka,
thank you. You know, his records, man, those are like, that's like some young cat listened to all of the great blues singers. He listened to all of the, heck, he even probably listened to Sister Rosetta, because he's got these little things he's doing with his voice, right? And yet he's doing it his own way, man. He's got samples, he's got DJs, he's got amazing jazz players. You know, they're the most beautiful, coherent records ever. And they're also just amazingly listenable. So I know it's going the same way. It always does. Somebody takes it all and turns it into who they are, right?
There was a brief period of time, in my opinion, mostly in the 90s, right into the early part of the aughts, where music didn't do that at all in the public. We got nu metal, and we got all that angry white rap that was stealing from black rap, and we got the Limp Bizkits, and we got Korn, and we got all that stuff, and it added nothing to the conversation. But we've started to have these conversations again between musical cultures. So going back to the record a little bit, it's my conversation with all the musical cultures that I grew up with.
That's exactly how it strikes me.
I'm trying to do them honor, but that's up to other people to decide.
But if it's you, as a writer, as a lyricist, you're a great lyricist. I mean, some of your songs are very witty. The song about when you're dead, the reflections from the point of view of a ghost, that's very droll. But it's the sound of the record. In some ways, not in very many, to be honest, I envy young people at the moment, because unlike for us, the whole history of music is right there in front of them. They can access all of it.
Yes, it is.
Somebody like Leon Bridges, who's just made a record that he captures the spirit of Marvin Gaye. It's got that same looseness, yep. And the jazz musicians behind him. It's what you're saying, that they're listening to it, they're internalizing it, but they're from a different generation, so they have a different take on it, and they've got something they want to say too.
Absolutely. And I think that is the, there are a lot of musicians, and a lot of musicians who do very well, and a lot of musicians who succeed at creating something listenable, right? It's only a few musicians that internalize the history of music and what they play.
So you internalized all this music that you were listening to.
Oh, yeah.
When did you start writing lyrics?
I wrote bad lyrics when I was in fourth grade. I have no real record of them. I started writing songs for a band when I was 13. 14. 14 or 15. Our little band that we had that was around for 3 years. I wrote some songs for that band. And then I was also writing, when I was about 16, I got a gig about every other week at this place called The Sanctuary in Iowa City. I do three sets, and I do a lot of songs from all over the place. Blues tunes, some Lightning, I guess. Not much Lightning. I couldn't really do Lightning justice to Lightning as a guitar player at the time. I was mostly a picker. But, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee stuff, some stuff I pulled out of these old recordings that the Lomaxes had done and stuff like that. Then I did, not quite the hit song from people like Guy Clark and, Jimmy Buffett had a great record that I stole a couple things off of, including Railroad Lady. So I was doing all that, but then I would get to the third set and I was like, people weren't listening, they were smashed and they were talking. And so I would start just playing blues and making them up. I did this and I would do it for 35, 40 minutes at a time, very much Lightning, and sometimes 20 minute songs with me talking about stuff and that I knew nothing about, and I remember I'm 16. I'm playing talking blues with a dead thumb, making up stories of stuff that happened to me, but I'm 16. So, they were all lies, and they were all the stories of a 28-year-old or a 40-year-old or whatever. So Harry Oster found me playing that one time and talked to me about it and sort of implied that I had something going there, but I needed to tie it up. So then I started writing sort of blues and soul stuff and then some swampy stuff, my first song that I can even remember playing at any length of time was a song called Alligator Joe that was kind of a Tony Joe White meets Gatemouth Brown kind of thing. And we played it in our band, and it got to be well known. And at one point, one night, we were listening to KRNA Radio, the local rock station. It was like 2 in the morning, and we're hanging out. And I know what we were doing. We were playing dice. A bunch of white boys in Iowa playing dice. It's just like, Dave Chappelle, If You Hear Me, Man, you can do the skit. It was pretty funny. But we're playing dice, and we hear the radio, and the guy says, hey, I got to ask all you cats out there, it's a groovy night and everything, but we like to go all request on Tuesday. So we got this request for this song, Alligator Joe, by this band Desert Water. I can't find it, man. Would somebody call the station? And we look at each other and go, that's our song, man. So my friend Rich says, the drummer says, we should get him the song. And my friend Bill says, don't give him the song. It'll work better this way. So we never recorded it and gave it to the radio station. It just lived on in legend for a year or two.
I should be a ghost on a road in Wales, where the wind came hard as coffin nails. But it doesn't take much to tip the scales when you're a lucky man. On a plane from Amsterdam to Aberdeen, sky is bigger than any sky I've ever seen. Well, I don't know much, but I know what that means. I'm a lucky man. Pocket full of dreams, but I tossed them all. Had a few good friends until I lost them all. I wish they were still here so I could tell them all that I'm a lucky man. My dogs never live long enough. Can't save everyone when times get rough. So I hold on with both hands a little too much, 'cause I'm a lucky man. Waiting for the bell to ring. Tell myself I'm not afraid of anything, 'cause I'm a dead man standing with a song to sing, and I'm a lucky man. Thank you.
I've never been somebody to take the easy road, I guess. And so we're gonna do this one that's gonna be out on the vinyl edition only. It has a spectacular vocal track by Ada Dyer, who sing Paint Right Off the Walls, and just an amazing singer. I was watching some old soul movies that I have from the 60s and 70s that were actually given to me on VHS. And Ada sings a whole lot like if Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin had a baby, which would be pretty cool in itself. Thanks to my family traveling around a lot, I got to spend the 70s in the Bay Area a little bit. 1970 to be exact. In a neighborhood where there was a little bit of a Black Panther presence in a real rough summer in the Bay. And so this song's got out to those guys. Only dirt. There's nothing there to quench your thirst or wash away the hurt. Only gets dark at the bottom of the well. There's no reflection of heaven or ladder out of hell. You better run, run, run. Run, get your gun quick. You can't. If they catch you, they will kill you. Young man, young man. They will beat you on the bridges, club you to your knees. Put chains around your necks and hang you from the tree. And the water that you waded in will be used to knock you down. They'll step over your body as you lay there on the ground. You better run, run, run. Run, get your gun quick as you can. If they catch you, they will kill you. Young man, young man. Son, never be a curse to anything or anyone. There'll be men who speak in riddles, and men who speak in lies, and men who only speak of hate until the day they die. You better run, run, run. Run, get your gun quick. If they catch you, they will kill. Young man, young man. You better run, run, run. Run, get your
Nathan Bell's new album, Red, White, and American Blues, It Couldn't Happen Here, is set for release on September 11th, as I mentioned in the introduction. Unlike this session on that album, he has all kinds of people playing with him, making for a record unlike any I've heard him do before. Perhaps not definitive versions of the songs, because I think the way he's played them this afternoon, in their way, equally good. But to hear him with the singers like Regina McCreary is a revelation. These sessions recorded in the Chattanooga Downtown Library in the state-of-the-art recording studio on the second floor are scheduled for Wednesday afternoons. The recordings feature, at least they have done up to now, primarily Chattanooga-based musicians and bands, but increasingly we are drawing musicians from across the area. All of the sessions are engineered and mixed by Sam Mancer, who is also the manager of the studio. The executive producers for Live in the Library are me, Richard Winham, for the radio station, and Sam Mancer for the library. We will have another session recorded live in the library here on Scenic Roots next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock.